someone comes into your office, they tell you they want to file for bankruptcy, what do you tell them?
Well, I tell them there's so many different things that we really need to look at before we get to that point. So let's discuss what your different options are. Let's talk about what we can do.
What do you tell them that they can't get rid of in bankruptcy?
Well, there are certain debts, certain obligations that are not dischargeable in bankruptcy. One of the biggest ones are student loans. And then there might be other obligations, government obligations, taxes, things like that.
How often do you tell them there's no point?
A fair amount of the time. It's not always a solution to what their situation is. We have to really look at everything that's going on in that particular case.
There must be people who come in with immense amounts of debts, especially with college loans the way they are.
Absolutely. The numbers have definitely grown over the years. It's not unusual nowadays to see, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars of debt for, you know, normal consumer.
Bankruptcy was considered the great way to restart. Is it anymore?
It is. It is a fresh start for a lot of individuals, so it's still out there as an option, and it can really get people out from a significantly difficult situation.
Who comes in to look about filing?
Oh, everyone. Younger individuals will often come in with their parents looking into their options. We have older clients who have fallen on hard times with a lot of medical debt. So there's a broad scope of individuals.
If parents are going to come in when they really run themselves into the ground financially, should they maybe at the beginning be offering some advice and don't take that college loan or something?
Yeah, there really could be a lot more education early on. I've always felt that to be the case, whether it's with parents or maybe in the school systems, really more guidance on how to stay out of financial difficulty.
Do you ever look at this and think, how could you be so stupid?
Well, that's not really an option for me. I've been doing this for so many years. Sometimes I really wonder how someone could get so far in debt. But, not so much that.
Who is judgment proof or who doesn't benefit from bankruptcy?
That'll generally be someone who doesn't have much in the way of assets. Maybe they do not own a house or any real estate. They're collecting retirement benefits or Social Security benefits. Don't have anything that's attachable or that could be seized by creditors. That's who we would consider as judgment proof.
Are there people who don't tell you the complete truth?
I have to assume that there are. I always explain the importance of knowing everything about their situation, but I also warn everyone if they don't tell the whole truth that there's a very good chance that it's going to come out later on and it will not be good for them.
How often does a bankruptcy get refused for that?
Not very often. I like to think it's because we're very careful in how we evaluate a situation and we make all the proper disclosures, but I do witness that on occasion, and I'm sure we've all heard about situations where that happens.
Are there people who just can't even afford to file for bankruptcy?
Yeah, it's become a very complicated process over the years, and as a result, it has priced certain individuals out of the ability to file for that type of relief.
That seems a little strange to be too broke to be bankrupt.
Yeah, it really is, and for the most part, people will find a way. If they need that fresh start, they need relief from those creditor calls and the other things that are going on for them with their debts, they find a way to manage to pay the fees, but I have had instances where, yeah, they just really can't afford to do it.
We live in a financial world where male and female or a gay couple or a married couple, how often are the situations of the two different?
Quite often. I mean, we'll see situations where couples come in and, you know, one of them's carrying a lot of the debt. One of them has no idea about the level of debt that the other has. So we deal with that situation a lot.
On this week's edition of You and the Law, attorney Paul Poschepan has been here, and we've been talking about the complexities in bankruptcy. I'm Mike Desmond, WBFO News.